This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
I am thrilled to be back in the very, very beautiful state of West Virginia. And I am proud to stand before you and celebrate the hardworking people who are the absolute backbone of America. Thank you.
And welcome back to Hannity, and that was President Trump earlier tonight firing up his crowd at his rally in West Virginia, here with Reaction, the author of, well, now 8, 9, 10 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list, Understanding Trump, former Speaker of the House, Fox News contributor Newt Gingrich. So I'm contending tonight, and I think Greg Jarrett actually confirmed this, all of the noise, all of the deep state leaks, when did we ever see a president's conversation with prime ministers and presidents ever become public like this? All that noise has created what Mueller did today, in spite of hiring all Democrats, even Clinton's attorney. And I am saying that the goal to stop the president's agenda is working. This is a real threat. I think everything now has become real. Thoughts?
Well, it's very real, and I think it has been all along. The Mueller threat is probably the most deadly because he has the power of the law. He has the ability to indict people. He has the ability to negotiate and let some people off if they'll testify against other people. I regard the Mueller example as the deep state at its very worst, and it worries me a great deal. And fits the whole case of that we've seen about the Justice Department at times being out of control. So that worries me a lot. On the other hand, you watch the governor of West Virginia, and you suddenly think, you know, Trump somehow just keeps grinding forward. He's making progress every week. He's getting things done. He's beginning to move towards a tax cut bill that will be historic. He's gotten more judges approved than Obama had at this point. Obama had a Democratic Congress. Despite everything, I think that the Trump system is gradually beginning to really work.
But the forces that I talk about, you mentioned the deep state, which I talked at length about in my opening monologue, and then the media, and then the Democrats, and frankly the Republicans being so pathetic, my opinion, in not advancing the president's agenda. But then you got the leaking. Then you've got unmasking. Then you've got real corruption. You got Debbie Wasserman Schultz. You got Hillary Clinton. All of those things get ignored. The noise creates where we are tonight, and I cannot believe the double standard. I know I shouldn't be used to it, but this is beyond the pale of anything I've seen.
All right, that's because I think that the fact is Dennis Prager's essay on the Second American Civil War is right. This is not a double standard. It's a very simple standard. If you're the left, you hate Donald J. Trump. If you're the left, anything you can do to undermine him is okay. And if you're the left, you automatically ignore scandals no matter how big. I mean, take, for example, the Debbie Wasserman Schultz scandal that involves some Pakistanis who were involved in information technology in the House over a period of 13 years, got millions of dollars, stole from the House. We have no idea how much information they got. This actually involves 37 different Democrats. Doesn't just involve one. This scandal, in a world where the news media was serious about covering scandals, this would be a page one story every day because it reads like a novel. It's so unbelievable.
But we're like a voice in the wilderness.
Hillary Clinton. No, I think we are the voices that are necessary to gradually rally the country. And I think the reason that we sometimes get attacked is because from the standpoint
sometimes.
Of the left, when you and I and others like us, you know, and Rush, for example, celebrating his 30th anniversary. You know, think about the impact you and Rush have had on radio and how much you've changed America by telling the truth, by building an audience that follows the narrative and understands what's going on.
Well, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. I specifically want to get into all the issues with the deep state because I think it all originates there.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, it's Bill Martinez. We're coming at you, and it is time for the Lolo Girl. Yes, another day in the life of the one and only Lauren Kitchen Stewart, national radio personality, college professor, motivational speaker. Like me, we're on vacation, but we are faithful to the cause here, aren't we?
No matter where we are, we still got time for our peeps.
That's it. You got it. Hey, we got to keep you up to date on what's happening. There's just so much going on. The White House is, boy, after last week, all kinds of chaos going around. The mooch is out, and you know, we got the deck chairs, you know, being realigned here. Kelly's in charge, and you know, so far so good, I guess. You know.
I think Mooch was about the shortest lived promotion that's ever been in the history of the White House.
Well, you know, and the thing is watch, you know, other people that have come and gone out of this White House, you have this sense that Donald Trump, you know, still respects them. It's all good, whether it's, you know, it's been Sean Spicer or Reince Priebus, you know, you sense that there's that goodwill and mutual understanding and respect. But here there's some tensions. I mean, it's almost like Mooch has been sent off to the naked survival island somewhere.
Well, his language was just so grotesque. I think there almost wasn't any choice. It's almost like he just went rogue. And you can't have that. I mean, Donald Trump even realizes that. You've got to have somebody that's controlled, that's careful with what they say, whether they're on the record or off the record. You have to use wisdom. If he's already doing that early on, I think he's like, man, this is not going to work. I mean, you got to have people that really are thinking through every word that comes out of their mouth, because everything they say is going to be held against them, whether it's the truth or not, whether it's positive or negative. And people that really are tight-lipped, that's important for him to have people like that representing him. After all that's happened, that's key. I wouldn't do well. I'll tell you right now, I'd be like, blah, 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 blah. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, they'd be constantly.
People were my friends. They were, you know, because play like you're nice with me, I believe you're nice. And so
exactly.
I'd be falling into all their own arms. All the time.
Yeah, you have to really change your psychology, no doubt about it. But from day one, there was this sense of out of control ego, and you know the big ego in town is the president of the United States, and none other should come close. I mean, look what happened when Steve Bannon was given a little bit of a highlight. You know, he was kind of put on timeout for a while. I don't know. There's just something there. There's a dynamic there with one Donald J. Trump that says, you know, he is the king, and you got to be careful about you know, your role in this administration, how you're going to compliment things.
He must have felt sure in saying, "Hey, nobody gets to, you know, the president unless you go through me," type thing. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't have said that publicly if he hadn't felt confident that it was okay to say that. So that's what was kind of odd to me, that, you know, he said these things in a forthright manner, feeling secure about it, that he had Donald Trump's full support, but I just think too much was said, and I said, we can't take a chance right now with all this going on to have people that are loose cannons. I wouldn't want people representing me, but I never knew what they were going to say at any given time.
Yeah, exactly.
Too many irons in the fire as it is without having to worry about that.
Well, yeah, and you know, and the thing is that, you know, this is one thing for sure. This administration has been exciting, hasn't been boring with what's going on. And I say, look, at if it's not working, make the changes. And Trump has been there, you know, with his business acumen long enough to know, look, at if something's not a fit, you just you move on. You don't look back.
And,
you know, and it would appear that he's getting people settled. Now, I know that some people are concerned that we seem to have a lot of, a lot of military brass there associated with the leadership,
yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
people are a little uncomfortable with that. But I say, hey, so what? You know, as long as it's working. And right now,
why
couldn't.
Why would that make anybody uncomfortable? That makes me feel better because I'm like, these are leaders that have proven themselves standing on the front line on behalf of the American people. That should make you feel good, I would think. At least it does me. I think that's it's positive.
Yeah, I do too. But, you know, again, we have that contrarian spirit that is so, you know, engulfed in the Beltway. This is a thing, you know, it's almost like you tune into D.C. just to kind of get some entertainment. And that's the way you have to look at it because it's just they're just so serious about themselves. Because meanwhile, Main Street America says, hey, look, it's, you know, we're happy to hear the news of what's happening with the stock market, you know, at record levels. People are, you know, hopeful again. They're talking about, we were talking with another financial expert here, and he was calling it a melt up as opposed to a melt down dynamic that's happening in our economy. And so, you know, we fix a couple things and, you know, we can get some things happening, whether it's health care and infrastructure, you know, tax reform. Lauren, I mean, Katie, bar the door. I mean, America, you talk about being great again. Lord have mercy. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, and then the people that are the anti-president right now, they can't deny that. I mean, I'm sure they'll find a way. But my husband and I were traveling yesterday just talking about the stock market. And I'm like, you know, you can't deny that. That shows that we're headed in the right direction. Let's look at the stock market under Barack Obama. Let's look at my own father and how much he lost back in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And
even
go, oh, you know, so to see this is very exciting and thrilling. And I'm back to that point again. I know I sound like a broken record with all of y'all, but I just want to thank you, Lord, for showing us grace and mercy on the day of the election. I keep coming back to that. In spite of all the things that are going on, in spite of the fall to Raw, I'm still grateful.
Well, and this is the thing. There are still many people, lest even people of faith forget, there are many people on their knees praying to our Father in heaven, asking for this grace and looking for wisdom. You know, we have a president who's praying in the Oval Office who, without hesitation, will have people of faith come in and receive their prayers, happy to come alongside and pray with them. I mean, that says it says a lot about, you know, this dynamic that I think certainly is being underreported. Very few people want to acknowledge this, but that's okay. You know, we still are, I'm telling you, I'm going to write a book about this, Lauren, is that we are one nation under God, and the subtitle is sort of, you know, and but for those of us that understand that we are...
Steal your idea.
Well, you know, hey, God bless them, you know, because I think it's a message that needs to be out there that people need to understand. It's like Congressman Forbes, you know, asked that question long ago when President Obama said, we're no longer a Christian nation. And his question, you know, that came out, and he's, you know, he's heavily involved with the prayer conference that meets with Congress every day, you know, to pray for our country and have Bible studies, is he asked, when did we stop being a Christian nation? Did it happen during World War I? Did it happen during World War II? Did it happen as we were trying to, come alongside Japan, a nation that we had decimated with two atomic bombs? You know, when exactly did it happen that we became, you know, we stopped becoming a Christian nation? And did it only happen at, you know, when we decided to vote in, you know, Barack Obama? You know, and these are the things that are being challenged in our culture today, is that are we a nation under God? And it would would seem that in those places where we are coming back to God, you know, God is redeeming us, and God is coming back to us as well. And, you know, and we can look to these stories. I mean, I hear these stories all over. Franklin Graham, you and I talked about it. You know, prayer sessions that he's having across the country. Thousands of people showing up for prayer sessions. People knowing that we have to turn to God, that we don't, you know, whether you think it's Donald Trump or Barack Obama or, you know, the Democratic Party or whatever, you know, it is beyond them. We need godly wisdom to answer the problems that this country is faced with. And all we're talking about is domestic issues right now. We're not even bringing up North Korea.
That's
so
right.
Pretty crazy stuff. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to take a pause right now. We'll be back more with the Lola Girl, Lauren Kitchen Stewart, right after this. Stay with us, America.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass-fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're back together 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Lauren Kitchen Seward, national radio personality, college professor, motivational speaker. And let me tell you, you know, if you've been around Lauren when she is speaking and addressing issues for groups, she does this across the country. She is such a blessing, and I highly recommend that if your group is looking for a speaker, that you engage her. Lauren, how can people engage you if they're looking for a speaker, and how can they connect with you?
Well, you know how crazy I was when I moved to Los Angeles. I would have given my cell phone number out over national radio. But instead, I'll give my email. Do you remember what
Well, no. Hey, we'll give Robin's. Hey, let's give Robin's phone number out just for fun. Hey, why not? Just kidding, Robin.
I was on the air, and yeah. I would just tell all my stuff. And remember that one girl we worked with? I can't remember her last name. Kate. And she was like a sales, and she would come bust in the control room. She's like, "Girl, why are you telling all that over the air?" I was like, "Well, I didn't, I didn't know what to say." But I will give you all my cell number, but I will give you my email instead. LaurenKitchens@gmail.com, or you can go to Living Life with Lauren, LivingLifeWithLauren.com. You can find me any of those ways. Bill knows how to get in touch with me. But, yeah, that is my absolute favorite thing, is to get with women and men and just to talk about the issues. My passion, really and truly, is helping people get along better. I was raised as an only child, and kind of had to go, that person's different than me, and that, what makes you tick? And then I taught that in college, communication classes, and I said, to me, every single freshman in college should take a class in understanding how other people function as far as their personalities, their birth order, you know, just how we tick, because then you can go, oh, they're not weird, they're just different. And also in the body of Christ, how to get along, because, you know, when people see us in the church, you know, praising the Lord, coming and offering our gifts, our praise, our adoration, but we're not getting along. You know, we're not getting along with people. And the Lord says, before you bring your gifts, your tithes, your offering, go make it right with your brother.
Exactly.
And we're not doing that. We choose just to walk away from relationships without even giving that person the chance to say, hey, let me tell you where I was coming from. And so that's a passion that I have, is for us all to get along better, understand one another, and be the strong body of Christ. So people looking from the outside in can go, I want what they have, not, oh, Jiminy Cricket, no, none of that. Which happens frequently, more than it should.
Exactly. You know, and I thank God for, you know, a Southern accent and Southern bells, because you can't be mad at Southern bells. I mean, you know, or Southern accents. I mean, that and a mint julep, and we go a long way. I mean, we can overcome anything. I mean, Lord have mercy. I mean, it's just something about this. So, we just can't, you know, but whatever it takes, and you're exactly right. And this has been my passion as well, Lauren, and that is the God-given human potential that's out there. And that's what I've witnessed in the last, 9-10 years, is there's been a lot of frustration, a lot of dreams that have been squashed, you know. Kids' lemonade stands, for example, that cannot be set up because, regulatory governments and stuff. And they go, really? You got to be kidding me, you know. We're stifling dreams down to, you know, kids in their preteen years for the sake of Big Brother and big government. Now, come on. You know, this is ridiculous. So I think we're on the verge of enjoying a renewal for this country by the grace of God, and it is by God's hand, and we would only hope that it is by God's hand, because we know, Lauren, when it is ever by God's hand, it is a good thing. And all these things, all these rough spots will get, all these rough spots will get smoothed out, and on the other side of it is you've got people being the best they can. I mean, this side of heaven as best you can be, and maybe we get a little bit of a reprieve, regardless of, you know, some people that want to look at it and say, well, the glass is half empty and we're going to hell in a handbasket. Certainly, you're not going to get a whole lot of argument in saying, you know, for me, that we don't deserve judgment. We certainly do. Meanwhile, if God decides to be patient with us, and to have his will be realized here on earth as it is in heaven, then, you know, we live under that grace, and it's a special opportunity and dispensation because of what Jesus has done on our behalf. I mean, you think about this, and, well, I'll tell you, it overwhelms me. when I consider, just as you say, just how good God is.
Well, and he's faithful, and that's what we have to remember. And I think we've talked about this before, that if the enemy can't win our soul, the next thing he'll do is render us ineffective. And that's what I see happening, because people don't want to cross the lines and being politically incorrect. They don't want to get into arguments. They're, as Christian people, trying to handle things the right way. But there comes a point, too, when we have to stand, and the Word of God says if we stand for the Word, it will not return void. It's not going to. And so we have to remind each other in the power of the Word of God, because things we're seeing now, we never really thought we would see. But what's happening in the midst of all the fray is we're seeing the power of prayer. That's what's going on. That's what happened election night that turned us all around. We could see what the power of prayer turned something around that was completely headed a different direction than what the world said at 7 o'clock at night. And we all stepped back and went, you know, he does honor the prayers of his people. Prayer does make a difference, and we keep reminding ourselves of that every day. And that's encouraging for the body of Christ.
Be encouraged, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, exactly. And we need you to stand up shoulder to shoulder and back to back, because for a time such as this, you know, so many Christians are not talking because of political correctness. They don't want to offend anybody. But we got to understand, look, the cross is offensive. It is offensive to those, the Bible tells us, to those who are perishing. The people have already made a decision to, you know, go against what God has provided for them. I mean, and it's heartbreaking, because the thing is, it's not just some neighbor that we don't know. I mean, these are family members that are, you know, making decisions to do this.
Their lives are at stake. Their souls are at stake.
It is a heartbreak. There's no doubt about it. But we have to be, I say, you know, in the midst of all this temporal activity that's going on, remember to stay as much as you possibly can, or reconnect to the eternal focus. Because, you know, it wasn't that we were saved just so that we could, you know, enjoy the temporal things of this world. I mean, if that's what you think, then you've missed the greater point, and along with it, the greater blessing for yourself and for your family, dare I say.
Well, and you're picking the road less traveled. I mean, when you pick this way to go with Jesus, it's going to be harder, because you're going to be a target. And the enemy doesn't want you to touch one more life. A lot of people that aren't working for Jesus, he doesn't care about them. You know, he's already won them. But when you want to make it different and shout it from the housetops, you're going to have a rough road. And so when you learn to expect that, your days are different, because you learn how to deal with that warfare and expect it and say, it's okay, because I know I'm doing something right.
Yeah, and that's probably a true testimony in and of itself, is that if the devil's busy about you, it's because you've been busy about the devil, and it is a good fight, and I wish you all the best. Yes, exactly. I wish you all the best, and I say more of us have to come together and get in that fight, and this is why God has given us, you know, his full armor that we can put on every day, and you don't want to be out there in the fight, you know, as my dad says, buck naked. Right?
Heavens no. Nobody don't want to see none of that. They want us to see us loaded up in our armor.
Exactly. Especially when it's been so freely given to us. Why not? Hey, what is going on?
That's,
I mean, you know, we talk about things like this, and then we see, you know, some weird stuff that's coming on. I mean, you know, we're getting used to seeing, you know, this counterculture kind of bizarre stuff coming out of college campuses. And I wonder how much is actually coming from the kids. I mean, you're a college professor, and so you see that, you know, a good number of the kids are fairly well grounded. But then you get these outside agitators, which is pretty consistent. When I was in college, it wasn't so much the kids that were on the campus. It was people who came in and agitated things. And, you know, college kids were not courageous enough, or even the faculty courageous enough to say, look, at you know, you're out of here, you're out of order, you know, don't come here anymore. But no, it's just accommodation for this exceptional thought and expression that I believe is anti-American. You know, when you can't have people, you know, talk about things, you got a situation where you have a U.S. Navy vet. He's been ordered to remove the American flag wrapped from his mailbox. Are you kidding me? I mean, this is what this is coming. referring to?
Well, don't you think all of this, though, starts at the lower level at home? And I know that that's putting a lot of responsibility on mom and dad, but I'm just saying, I think a lot of that goes back to how you're raised, the values that are placed on you from the time that you're young. Do you care about country? Do you see your parents caring about country? Are you careful with the words that you choose? Are you respectful? Like you, God has a plan for you that's not like anybody else's, so don't forget that. Don't let the enemy win in your mind and tell you anything different. You know what I'm saying?
You got it. Say goodnight, Lolo. It's time to wrap it up. Thank you.
Bye.
Take care.
God bless.
This report is brought to you by Kia. Recent sales data prove that SUVs are more popular today than ever before. If you are in the market for an SUV or crossover, there are several factors to consider before you buy. One such consideration is form versus function. Do you go off-road, or do you simply prefer the space and style offered by an SUV? All-wheel drive is optional on many SUVs and crossovers, so if you live in an area that isn't subject to rugged driving conditions or extreme weather, you can avoid the unnecessary cost of a feature you won't use. The SUV or crossover for you depends on your driving needs. James Bell with Kia has more.
Kia's line of SUVs have something for everyone. The rugged Sorento and capable Sportage can take you on any adventure, off-road or on, while the efficient Niro Hybrid crossover provides the perfect balance of form and function, along with the ability to haul your gear in the most fuel-efficient way available.
For more information, including special promotions in your area, visit your local Kia dealer or log on to www.kia.com.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Back with you, America. As always, good to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez, and it's time for America's Money's Answer Man. And I look forward to this every week. I do. Jordan Goodman, nationally recognized expert on personal finance for 18 years. Jordan was on the editorial staff of Money Magazine, where he served as Wall Street correspondent. Jordan, all kinds of good news. The Wall Street is humming. All those progressives are going crazy right now because unless they're the ones pulling the switches and progressives things, they don't like it when they don't get credit for their, policies, right?
The Dow is well over 22,000, first time ever. Mm-hmm. It's been going straight up, and it's going up for fundamental reasons, Bill, not for political reasons, but the earnings have been just spectacular of one company after another, Apple, Netflix, Google, Caterpillar, Boeing. I just go on and on and on, and they're just fundamentally doing really, really well right now. Mm-hmm. And well, so even though they've moved up a lot, I don't think this is by any means over. People are calling this a melt-up. You've heard of meltdowns as a melt-up.
That's right. Wow.
Well, it's going to go much further.
We've been saying, Jordan, you know, you and I have talked over the years, especially in the previous administration, and it seemed like there was a lot of pent-up energy. So this isn't all that bit of surprise, because I believe in the law of capacity, and that is that what you're able to produce is there. It may be held dormant for a while, but when you unleash it, then it has to explode. And it seems like this is the response of 8 years of frustration on the stock market a little bit. Is that appropriate?
Well, I mean, the stock market did bottom in 2009. It was up pretty much during most of Obama's administration, too. So it didn't all happen since after the election, although it took a huge rise. It's been up about 21% on the Dow since the election in whatever it was, 8 months or so ago. But yes, I mean, John Maynard Keynes, the famous economist, used to call this the animal spirits.
Yeah.
Meaning people feel more optimistic. You're seeing consumer confidence level, business confidence levels, investor confidence levels at all-time highs. And that gets translated into people buying things, into businesses expanding, into investors putting money in instead of keeping it in cash where they're earning nothing. So there's definitely a psychological element that's making them go up so much.
Well, without a doubt, you imagine what will really happen when some of these policies really get into place and you start having, you know, some positive political force in terms of, you know, tax reform, let's say, more of these regulations that have been eliminated. When businesses are able to fully realize what it's like to live in a limited regulated world.
Well, so far, the deregulation is really the only thing that's actually happened, and it's been significant across the board. All kinds of regulations that were put in, whether it be communications or agriculture or oil and gas, or just all kinds of regulations that were hampering business have been loosened a lot, and that's a good thing. But the other stuff, tax reform, healthcare kind of went down in flames, all these other things, we'll see if they happen, Bill. If they did, you're right. It would be very, very positive. But there's such a gridlock and such animosity between any bipartisanship on anything in Capitol Hill, it's hard to see something as major as tax reform going through. The Democrats do not want any part of it whatsoever. They just consider it a giveaway to the rich, which I think is wrong. But you know, it's going to have to be, unfortunately, a completely partisan exercise, as health care was. Mm-hmm. And you see how far that got.
Well, it got down the road. I mean, it wasn't like it was, 20 to nothing here. I mean, we were, one senator away here. And then we, you know, of course, we'd have to get into the process of the House getting involved and them coming together and doing something here. But I believe that, all that... all that disgust, and we set it aside for a moment. Republicans have no choice on this thing. They've got to work this out. And even if they have to do another nuclear option, so be it, because they have no choice, because they're going to pay a big price on this. And I think this is what they're going to feel in the weeks ahead as they go on recess and go back home, because their people are going to say, look, you need to go and make this happen.
Right.
So some of these senators are going to have to fall on their sword and say, look, okay, we didn't get, 100%. We never expected to get 100% of what we wanted, but, we got 50 or 60%. And there's going to be percentage numbers on down the line of why they had to make the move to make this happen. The Democrats, you're exactly right. They're not going to want to give the Trump administration any credit whatsoever.
On any of these things. On the big things. Well, I would say infrastructure is an area the Democrats can come around and I think help out on that one.
Yeah, but
the two big ones, health care and taxes, they are going to have zero participation whatsoever. Yeah. Right. You're right. Going back in August to the constituents is going to be very difficult if they can't bring anything home with them. I mean, the health care bill is complicated because the Medicare cuts, the Medicaid cuts they're talking about would really hurt a lot of people, and they would lose their insurance. So those are the people who aren't going to be too happy about it. So they got to come up with a compromise that's going to improve the health care system and not make it worse for an awful lot of people. And I don't think they've come up with that yet.
No. Well, the thing is that there's pain.
And, there is going to be pain. You're right.
And either
there's
way.
Pain now. There's pain
right.
Before they do anything. I just had a letter 2 days ago that my insurance company, and I'm in New York, Empire Blue Cross, just said they are stopping all insurance as of January 1st. So goodbye.
Yeah.
And they were the only choice they had left.
So it's not a matter of
paying a higher premium. They're just completely getting out of it. So this is happening all over the country.
So you got 3 or 4 months to get sick and get some doctor help if you need it.
Exactly. I've asked my doctor, is there anybody left? He said, no, there are nobody. There's no choice. So I'm experiencing it personally, Bill, which is a lot of people doing. There's about 3,000 counties in the country. About 1,000 of them have only one insurer, and about 50 of them have no insurers right now.
Right.
And if nothing changes legislatively, that's going to keep happening because the insurance companies are going to just keep pulling out unless they can raise premiums 50% or so. So it is in a downward spiral, but the solution is not going to be easy either.
Well, part of the problem you have right now, as we've discussed before, is only about 10% of the country, roughly, at any one time, is in need of medical care.
Right, and, big medical care.
And so what happens, because of that minor percentage, those voices are somewhat, they're muffled a bit. But when that number starts growing and gets to 15 or 20%, heaven help us. There's some serious issues here. And I know that, Congress is anticipating this potential. You talk about melt up and now a meltdown being expressed when it comes to health care.
Something's got to give. Yeah. I mean, it's 20% of the economy, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's not only major for people's health, but also the doctors and the hospitals and the nurses and the drug companies and the device companies. I mean, it's a major part of the economy in many areas, and something's got to be done to shore it up. If this thing really does fail, the next solution is to somehow prop up Obamacare and get the insurance companies some subsidies so they stay in there. Because if they start pulling out without an alternative, it's going to get kind of messy.
Oh, without a doubt. And the thing is that do they have the intestinal fortitude and the vision enough to... I mean, the only other way I think they can possibly do this, Jordan, is almost have to rewrite it altogether and somehow just say, look, because you've got so many what I call Manchurian landmines that have been put into place that, it's problematic. And
but how do you rewrite it in a partisan way? I mean, something as major as it is, but to have a complete rewrite of the way the health care system works would have to be bipartisan. You just can't kind of shove it through in a partisan way.
Well, yes.
It affects so many people. It affects everybody, actually.
You would only hope that, well, the thing is that in a sense, just among the Republicans, you have a little bit of partisanship anyway,
right,
because it's so bifurcated.
Right.
So what difference is it going to make to bring the Democrats in to say, look, you guys messed this thing up, and we've got to, we got to get together for the sake of the American people here. This can't be a Republican thing. It can't be a Democratic thing. It can't be any one of us in the end zone high-fiving, taking credit for this thing if we, outside of what we can do together. Because
ultimately, the Democrats want a single-payer system is what it comes down to. That would be their solution.
Yeah.
Is to have a national health care system and have everything go through the government, as it happens in many other countries where they have rationing, basically.
Yeah.
But that would be their solution. Their ultimate. And I think, to some extent, you could say Obamacare was kind of moving that direction.
It was kind of a partial
public-private thing. If the private falls apart, the only solution to go fully public, and I think that's where the Democrats certainly would like to take it.
Well, no doubt that was the original aim, and they felt like, it's going to. They anticipated these problems. This is not a big surprise for Barack Obama and Jonathan Gruber and them. They knew this was coming about, and here we are, and they're sitting back in the corners going, "Well, sooner or later they're going to have to put up the white flag and surrender."
The structure of Obamacare was not correct, which was that you're going to have older, sicker people, 22 million or so, join, have lots of health care bills, to be subsidized by younger, healthier people.
Exactly. Well, Jordan, we got to leave it there. We're out of time. Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jordan.
Thank you, Bill.
Allergies. Pollen in the air. Dogs in the house. Mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour, use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
In the know, I'm Jim Smith. A University of Phoenix School of Business survey found 58% of working adults are interested in changing careers, yet 81% still identify barriers from doing so. Ruth Valoria, Executive Dean, University of Phoenix School of Business, explains why we are seeing so many Americans wanting to make a change.
So we've noticed it can be be feelings of career stagnation, a lack of opportunities for advancement, and even lost excitement that prompts people to explore new opportunities.
It can be overwhelming to make a career change, but for those looking to pivot their career, Valoria offers a few tips for your next big move.
Well, you know, you don't have to start over. Instead, you can leverage your past experience. That may translate well to another industry and perform assessment of your skills gaps and maybe seek out some career-relevant professional development courses. Those can help. And always a mentor from your desired field can certainly help you learn about opportunities, requirements, and challenges involved.
For more, go to phoenix.edu. Now you're in the know.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
The Paris Agreement would have cost America millions of lost jobs and billions of lost dollars and put us at a permanent economic disadvantage. It's a catastrophe if we would have agreed. And they all say it's non-binding. Like hell it's non-binding. When we get sued by everybody because we thought it was non-binding, then you can tell me it was non-binding. I was elected to serve the citizens of Iowa and Pennsylvania and Ohio and Michigan and Wisconsin and Florida and all 50 states and all 320 million American citizens.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. And what we've been telling you about, he is here right now. The one and only Dinesh D'Souza, author of the number one New York Times bestsellers, Hillary's America, America, Obama's America, as well as several additional well-known and best-selling books, including Illiberal Education, The End of Racism, What's So Great About America, and What's So Great About Christianity, and The Roots of Obama's Rage. He is here to talk about his brand new book, which is highlighting the Democrats' biggest lie about Trump, which is finally exploding. Dinesh D'Souza is with us. Dinesh, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Hey, great to be on the show.
Well, a lot to talk about here regarding your new book, The Big Lie, Exposing the Nazi Roots of the American Left. That headline and subheadline is going to be shocking to many people, which, of course, the book has been recently released, but it is the whole truth and nothing but, isn't it?
Well, you know, since the election, the left has been focusing on Trump as a fascist, on the conservatives as the party of fascism. And a lot of their own extremist tactics are justified as if to say that they are fighting Hitler in the 1930s. So what this book does is it does a searching examination of the actual meaning of fascism, the history of fascism, the tactics of fascism, and then it asks a very simple question. Is fascism, real fascism, is it on the left or is it on the right? And I think I'm able to show that ideologically, historically, and tactically, fascism has always been on the left, and that today it's the ideology and tactics of the Democratic Party that's what resembles the fascists and the neo-Nazis.
And the same characteristics that framed Hitler's fascism is framing this modern-day 21st century fascism, which starts with the big lie. And it almost, you know, in looking back at history, Dinesh, it's like the bigger the lie, the better. Isn't it true?
Well, that's what Hitler said. Hitler actually invented the phrase, the big lie. And what Hitler meant by this is that when someone tells a small lie, you can kind of find them out. You can compare it to what actually happened. But Hitler says that if you give people a whopping big lie, it's hard to get your head around it. It's easier to sell a big lie than a small lie. And so ever since World War II, the progressives, the Democrats, the left, they have been selling the big lie that fascism is a phenomenon of the right. And that paved the way for them to call Trump and the Republican fascists. But let's think for a moment. Hitler's party was called the National Socialist Party. The term Nazi is a compression of the words national and socialista, which is socialist.
Yes.
So these were socialists. Mussolini was a Marxist and was recognized in his lifetime to be on the left. So what we're seeing here is a kind of a con job. That's why I call it the big lie. It's a big lie by the left in which they take the things that they believe and they do, their own fascism, so to speak, and they try to project it onto their opponent.
Well, Dinesh, isn't it that old tried and true, you know, axiom, you know, your mother, your father probably said the same thing to you as mine did, is that whenever you point one finger out at someone, you got three coming back at you. Isn't this an illustration of that once again?
It is. Now, in my earlier work, I showed how the left did this with the race card.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who has been the actual party of racism? The Democratic Party. Who defended slavery? Who started the Ku Klux Klan? Which party passed all the segregation laws in the South? The Democratic Party. And yet these are the guys who point fingers at Republicans, the party of emancipation, the party of stopping and overthrowing the Klan and fighting segregation, and they call us racist. So what's happened is that they've gone from the race card to the fascism card. And I'm blowing that cover once again.
Well, thank you for doing that, Dinesh, because we know historically the truth is critical. And to your point, the Republicans have really got to get their act together and able to, you know, to better refute these accusations, because time and again, they've been very effective in the blame game.
Yes, they have told a whole story about the right and the left that is really fictional. And a lot of the reason that Republicans become weak-kneed and invertebrate is they don't know the truth. So knowledge is the first step to power. The Republicans, we control all three branches of government. We're on the verge of being able to make real decisive change. But first we have to understand what's really going on.
And we're in a position to make change, but it's not like we have a free shot at it. It's as if, you know, Trump's hands are tied behind his back. Conservatives, those that are pursuing the truth and know the truth, are being hampered along the way, because this doesn't promote leftist idealism and what they want to do. They're in a bit of a shock, and now here recently they've realized they've almost spent all their bullets, and so now you have Chuck Schumer trying to re-engineer their platform.
Well, if this was a straight fight between the Republicans and the Democrats, we would beat them hands down. but they have unleashed the full force of their megaphones in the culture. And by this I mean the media, academia, Hollywood, the whole entertainment industry, all the comedians. So the left is, they use these powerful engines of culture to create this kind of to promote these big lies. And even if you and I know that they're telling lies, we don't have as big a megaphone to be able to stop them. That's really why I not only do the books, but the movies, because I'm trying to build myself a megaphone in which I can be heard above the noise.
Exactly. And this is what bothers them so much about Trump's tweeting, because he's able to offset some of that noise with 140 characters.
Well, that's absolutely true. And the Republicans who say, oh, take away the Twitter from Trump, they could not be more wrong. These are people who would never know how to surf on the wave of today's culture. Trump is a pop culture figure. He actually knows what he's doing. And I'm, in a sense, trying to provide the intellectual equivalent of that. In other words, to take the very powerful force of ideas, but to make them understandable to people, to be active in social media, to make movies that appeal not only to the head, but also to the heart.
Exactly. Well, in your book, The Big Lie, you point out how Benito Mussolini and Adolf Hitler admired the Democratic Party. Break that down for our audience.
Well, I just provide a wealth of data to show that the American progressives and Democrats were in bed with the fascists and to some degree even with the Nazis in the 1930s. And it was a mutual admiration society. FDR had very nice things to say about Mussolini. Mussolini reviewed President Roosevelt's book, Looking Forward, in an Italian magazine. And he basically said, this book is fantastic. This guy is one of us. He's a fascist. The Nazi newspaper, the Volkischer Beobachter, had all kinds of good things to say about FDR. And so all of this history of the 30s was covered up after World War II. Because, of course, after the war, when American troops liberated the death camps and all the emaciated figures came out of the concentration camps, you know, Nazism and fascism became toxic. And so the progressives who were coming to power basically said, we don't want young people to find out about any of this stuff. We're going to try to cover it up. We're going to take fascism from the left-wing column, where it's always been, and try to move it into the right-wing column so we can blame it on somebody else.
And here it is. It was like as if the Democratic Party was the perfect place to go because they've lost their way. I mean, here it is. They've become the party of anti-free speech, anti-capitalism, anti-religious liberty, pro-violence, pro-abortion. This is today's Democratic Party. This is not John F. Kennedy's Democratic Party, is it?
Well, that's certainly true. I think we've seen with Obama and with Hillary a kind of new thuggish streak in the Democratic Party, which, of course, resembles what Mussolini's black shirts and Hitler's brown shirts did. When I see these Antifa guys, so-called, Antifa stands for anti-fascist, they wear masks, they wear hoods, they dress up in black costume, they carry weapons. They beat up their opponents. They're trying to intimidate, drive speakers off the campus. I mean, how is this different than what we saw in Italy in the 20s or in Germany in the 30s?
Well, your book, The Big Lie, shows how to begin the work of denazifying the American left. Is America in a courageous position to take this on and do something about this? That's the question, Dinesh.
Well, I think with Trump, we've been given literally a God-given opportunity. And what I mean by that is that having the House, having the Senate, having the presidency, you actually can make real change. We've got to learn to be a little tougher, though, because if we are dealing with a sort of fascist streak in the Democratic Party right here in our own country, it's not enough to just do politics as usual. And a lot of the Republicans don't realize that we're no longer in a sort of gentleman's debate anymore. These are guys who show up at our events, you know, brandishing weapons. And so we've got to make sure that they're held accountable to the law.
Well, Dinesh, again, we thank you so much for being with us. The Big Lie, Dinesh, the mastermind behind hit bestsellers and documentaries like America, Imagine a World Without Her, Hillary's America, once again, deals a devastating blow to the left by dismantling its attack campaign on the Trump administration and exposing Democrats' own disturbing ties to real fascism. Dinesh, thank you so much. The book, of course, is now available at all the usual places. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Thank you, Dinesh. Appreciate it.
Thank you. you so much. Appreciate it, too.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.